Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM, where you can listen to our pal AWOD at noon. I saw he scraped his nose.
Oh, wait, what is he doing? I have a quick update as we're waiting for Mike Rizzo. I think he's going to join us shortly. He broke his nose.
Oh, he broke his nose.
Playing basketball?
I was supposed to go on with him yesterday to talk Caps before the Flyers game, and I get a text where he says, can you do Wednesday instead? Broke my schnoz playing basketball.
What is he the clumsiest kid, the softest kid ever?
I don't know.
Well, if he actually broke his nose, I would say not soft.
Do you watch the video of him last week where he rolled his ankle and he looked like he broke it and
he fell
down?
Was that doing the cartwheel?
Yeah, he was doing a cartwheel and he looked like he was shot.
Yeah.
Well, he threw up playing basketball against Cakes.
He did. Well, he's woefully out of shape.
Remember, Rabel fired a shot that hit his helmet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then next thing you know, hours later, he's in the hospital.
Well, that I can kind of understand.
He had a panic attack.
If Paul Rabel's firing a missile at your head and if you get... you get your bell rung, I can maybe understand.
It was like
that.
A ricochet.
Right. Maybe we should get him on to find out what the story is. So you were bumped. You got nixed.
I guess I'm on today if he's on the air. I don't know.
I mean,
I'll figure it out.
No, honestly, he's the softest kid.
Valdez, see if you can track down AWOD and we'll find out the skinny. scheduled to join us shortly is Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, also this hour. They're going to be celebrating the five-year anniversary, Nationals Alumni Weekend. Brian Dozier is going to join us at 9:45. Mm. And in between that, at 9:25, give you a chance to win Aerosmith tickets.
Yes, correct.
Brian Dozier was with Minnesota, I think, before the Nats. Good second baseman. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a big part of that team, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
So for sure.
I can't believe it's been 5 years.
I know.
No, you don't blink.
All right, who's this?
Time goes by.
Is this Adam or is this Mike?
Oh, it's Mike.
No, it's Mike.
Okay, all right.
All right, Mike Rizzo joins us, present GM of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, what do you make? I know it's a different sport, but you're a local sports fan. What do you make of the Capitals making the playoffs when their GM did kind of a sell-off at the trade deadline?
I love it. Anytime you get into the tournament, you know, anything can happen. So, the legacy the Caps have of making the playoffs every year, I think, is a great thing. And I couldn't be happier for those guys. We were just talking about it this morning, how cool it was for, to have that play-in scenario where you get in the playoffs and then, who knows after that.
So have you
Ovi
had that
gets
since?
On a roll. Ovi gets on a roll and he can carry you.
Ooh, oh, yeah, he's on one.
I like your optimism.
Ovi's on a roll and Lindgren's on a roll. But can give us a little background baseball-wise. Maybe you have a bunch of examples, but I don't know. Where baseball teams were kind of sellers at the deadline, kind of thinking it's not going to work out, and then they make a sort of miraculous run. Is that something that's happened in recent times?
I think, you know, I when I look back at the Braves when they recently won, they had an opportunity to sell off and didn't, and actually went for it and bought players at the deadline instead of selling off. But I think with these expanded playoff scenarios, I think it's you're going to see more teams doing kind of a hybrid scenario at the trade deadline, where if they find opportunities to go out and add to the roster, they will. But if they also see an opportunity to do something positive for the future, they'll do that too, kind of in a hybrid mode.
Gotcha.
All right, so Riz, you guys are going to end your 9-game West Coast swing today at 3:10 out in L.A. You guys are 4-4 on this swing. Tough loss in that last game against the A's. You win that, and obviously it's a winning streak or it's a winning swing. But just kind of talk about Mackenzie Gore, by the way, who is averaging almost 13 strikeouts per 9 innings.
Wow.
ERA, I think, is around 2. Maybe a little bit higher than that, but he's been awesome. But just kind of talk about this swing in general and how you guys have played.
You know, you go into those swings, even in our championship years, we'd go to these 10-day West Coast swings and hope to be .500 when you come out of it. So I'm optimistic about the swing. I think we left a couple of games on the table this road trip, but that's, you know, what young teams have to battle through. But I'm optimistic the way we're playing. I think you look at our young pitchers and our young position players, they're doing what we want them to do. You mix in a couple of veterans that are helping out and swinging the bat really well, like Winker. I'm optimistic about it. You go into Dodger Stadium and have a chance to take a series 2 out of 3. I think that we would take that every time with the roster that they put together. And I'm just really bullish on our young players at the big league level and in our minor leagues. And I think you see it up and down the organization. You got Adone pitching a great game in AAA. You've got a walk-off winner in AA and in IA. And in low A, we lose a 1-0 heartbreaker. So the guys are doing their part. Their prospects are getting better. They're pushing the other prospects to get better. And I think that you're going to see that all ascend to the big leagues at the same time. And at the big league level, when you see what Gore's doing at a young age and Irvin, you'll see tonight. Let's not forget about Mitchell Parker's major league debut and guys in AAA like Rutledge and Hers and Adone and that group. But they're the next guys up. And I think that you're looking at players that are really starting to take off. You got a 23-year-old shortstop and a 23-year-old second baseman and Abrams and Garcia, they're playing extremely well. And I think that that's an exciting brand of baseball with more excitement to come.
So when you traded away Juan Soto and Josh Bell, you get C.J. Abrams, you get James Wood, who's not here in the major leagues, and you get Mackenzie Gore. Gore was the number 3 pick in the draft way back in 2017. I'm just curious, as a GM, as president of baseball ops, when did you first lay your eyes on Mackenzie Gore? And I'm guessing you coveted him. Was it like way back in high school?
Yeah, we saw him in high school. He was a frontline, prospect out of the draft, coming into the draft. And we did our work on him there. And it was, we had good history of all these players, as we do in most of the, trade deadline proposals that we make to other teams. So we have good familiarity with these guys, and we knew that in a package we had to get these X players to make a deal for Juan Soto to work, and that's what we did. And I think that you're seeing kind of the fruits of the labor of the scouts that coveted Abrams and Hassel and Wood and Gore and Susanna that are. You're seeing the fruits of their labors, and I think the best is yet to come with all those guys.
So talk about you mentioned Mitchell Parker, who had to start because JoJo went on the injured list. And he goes out to L.A., you know, arguably the best lineup in baseball, and five innings only allows two runs. I mean, unbelievable to be able to shut down Mookie and Shohei and Freeman, all those guys, and to beat them. So to kind of talk about Parker, who is he? Where'd you get him? And talk about that performance.
Yeah, you know, Mitchell came up, and he's, you know, he's always been a quiet kid. We drafted him in that, I think it was the COVID draft, the five-round draft that we had after COVID, and he was our fifth-round pick out of a junior college. He was, he's a real player development success story. This guy was a hard-throwing, lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks type of guy coming out of junior college, and we've really defined his delivery. We really improved his athleticism and his mechanics, and allowed him to, you know, find the strike zone at a rate where, you know, he could be successful with his stuff. He's always had good stuff. Left-handed, big-bodied guy that throws in the mid-90s. He's got a hammer curveball. He's got a split finger, and his issue, you know, throughout his amateur career in the early pro days was throwing quality strikes. And I think that when you see the pitching coaches in the minor leagues and our pitching coordinators have told him throughout the years, you know, you got to pound the strike zone and your stuff doesn't play unless you can make a play over the plate. And I think what really stood out to me is you go into Dodger Stadium, probably 50,000 people in the stands, and you're amped up for your first start, and you're seeing guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame that you probably had posters of on the wall, not too far back, and you go out there with the poise and the confidence and the command of the situation of a veteran guy. That to me was the most inspiring thing that I saw throughout that game. The stuff was good. The performance was great. We won the game, and that was all good. But when this guy was, you know, standing on the mound in front of all those people, and you couldn't tell that he was his first start in the big leagues ever. I think that said a lot about him as a person and how he was trained and developed into standing up for the moment.
So, Mike, to try and take a positive out of a loss, Jesse Winker homered and doubled in the 6-2 loss. So, I mean, when that guy's healthy and dialed in, you're seeing what he's capable of, and he showed some of that yesterday.
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, he had a couple of down seasons. He had a back end injury that really, you know, if you guys ever had a back injury, you know how that could curtail all your movements and your performance and that type of thing. We hope that we're monitoring that, we're controlling that, and if he stays healthy, he's gonna help us, and has been great for the young kids on the team. During spring training, when we had all those prospects out there, he was as giving of information as anybody we've been around. So, you know, a great teammate that's started the season off hot and is really a great work ethic and a really a great role model for some young outfielders to get better and to learn how to be a big leaguer.
All right, so I love Lane Thomas, love him. I love C.J. Abrams, love him too. Just kind of talk about C.J. I know we went through a little stretch there with the hand injury, but he's been getting on base, got four pops. Lane Thomas, I know the average isn't where it's going to be. He's going to hit 280, I think, this year, maybe higher. But he's tied for the league lead in stolen bases. So, man, when he gets on the pass, he's gone. So just kind of talk about Thomas and Abrams and the start that they're off to.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Lane. You know, Lane was a guy, when we got him in the trade, he was a tooled-up guy. You know, he had elite speed. He had a great throwing arm. He had some pop, and just could never get, like, his rhythm with that deep, you know, St. Louis Cardinal organization and what they had in their outfield. So, when we acquired him, we knew that he was going to become a good base runner and base stealer for us, he's got elite speed. We're really trying to give him a lot of rope to not be afraid to make mistakes on the base pass, mistakes of aggression and that type of thing. I think that you're seeing it, his work with Parra on his leads and his reads, I think is really working out, And I think that he enjoys the skill set of stealing a base. We've talked about with both of those guys at the top of the lineup, you know, you take your singles and you take your walks, you know, they turn into doubles for you, and you compound that with your home runs and your doubles and your extra base capabilities. I think that you've got yourself a player that, you know, that can really help you win games. And CJ's the same way. See, you know, both these guys have, you know, have great speed, and they cover a lot of ground with their strides. And CJ's got that beautiful gait when he runs. And you know, I love watching them steal bases too. But I love watching them go from first to home and from home to third is mm-hmm. is a beautiful thing to watch. Like a lot of those speed that guys type are. What they've both learned is to stay in their zone. You know, to if CJ is swinging a strike, he's as dangerous as anybody. And I think you're seeing the maturation period of him, you know, getting better pitches to hit, squaring more balls up. And when he barrels a ball, you know, as thin as he looks on TV, you know, he's put together very, very well with a lean, wiry strength that that when you know, when he leverages the baseball and bats, he can hit as far as anybody. You see him in batting practice, it's like, what? Where is all this power coming
right,
from?
And, right.
And he's a guy that is a good player, but wants to be great. And you know, we always love that type of attitude.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. Speaking of power, James Wood has a lot of power, and a lot of fans are wondering, when is he going to get the call up to the big league team? He's hitting 340. He's got 5 home runs. Also has 5 stolen bases in Rochester. This shouldn't affect your decision, but I'm wondering, Jackson Holliday got called up by the Orioles. I believe he's 1-for-22 to start his career. When do you know a guy's ready for the call up?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think that he, you know, he's going to let you know when he's ready. You know, by the way he conducts himself on the field. You know, how does he handle left-handed pitching if they're a left-handed hitter? How does he handle, you know, his outfield position? How's he running the bases and that type of thing? You know, things that the stat line really can't tell you, but you have to really monitor it and watch it. What's his routine like? You know, pregame and that type of thing. So I think that. The great ones let you know, and when they let you know, they come in force, and you know, the thing that we want, James and Trey and you know, Cruzy and all those guys to know is once, you know, it's great to get to the big leagues. I say this to people when they walk in the clubhouse: congratulations getting to the big leagues. You're one of 22,000 people in the world, in the history of the world, that's ever gotten to the big leagues. 22,000, that's an amazing number. And it's harder to stay in the big leagues than it is to get to the big leagues. And, you know, the key is to get to the big leagues and find your niche here and stay here and be a force for us, an impactful player for us for years to come. And I think that you'll see what all these guys, when when their time to come is here, you know, hopefully they get here and they're here to stay.
Yeah, to that point, I think you sent Trey down a couple days ago. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, we want to see what Senzel can do on an everyday basis, and Lipscomb's too good a prospect. He's got too good a future to only play 2-3 times a week for me, and that's what the decision process. It wasn't rocket science. He's got to play every day, and if he's not playing 5-6 games a week, then he's got to go somewhere where he can play 5-6 games a week. So we want to see what Senzel has, this is the same thought process we had out of spring training. You know, we want to see him see Trey just finalize his tools and refine, you know, everything he's trying to do at the big league level, because the big leagues, you know, they expose some things and that short amount of time he's in the big leagues, they get a book on you, and I think that he will learn from going down to the minor leagues with the book that they have on him in hand and trying to write all those shortcomings that the other teams have found in him. So I think it was nothing but a positive for him. If Senzel doesn't get hurt, he would have started in AAA. So I think it's no issue that we drop him down. You're going to see a lot of Trey Lipscomb in Washington, D.C. for the future. So he's going to be one of our guys.
So Mike, you close out the swing today. Like I said, 3-10 out there in L.A. Jake Irvin going for you boys. He pitched really well in his last start against Oakland. And then you guys are going. We were talking about Parker for you making his debut. You guys are going against someone making their debut for the Dodgers, Landon Knack. What do we know about Landon Knack?
I don't know much about him, guys. I really don't. I haven't. I know we have the video on him, and we have our advanced scouts have seen him pitch in the minor leagues and early in his big league career. So we'll have a book on him, and sometimes that's a helpful thing for the pitcher to never have seen the guy and not have much information on him and that type of thing. But it's like any other league. It's 60 feet, 6 inches away. You got to pound the strike zone, get guys out on the plate and be ahead of the hitters and be aggressive. And that's, against the 27 Yankees and the 24 Los Angeles Dodgers. There's no secret sauce to this. You gotta grind them out. You gotta battle them and you've got to compete against a full-fledged, superb lineup like the Dodgers. On any given day, you complete the pitching plan like we bring it out to the guys, and you run the bases well, and you pick the ball up, and on any given day, you can beat anybody. So it'd be great to take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers and come back with a 5-4 long West Coast swing.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, I was told you had hip surgery. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yes, it's a little painful, but I'm moving around pretty good right now. So hopefully that will put me back into get me back onto the golf course and on the treadmill and that type of thing more regularly.
Did he just have it like within the last couple of days?
Yeah, that's why I didn't go out
a week ago.
LA.
Wow,
nice.
That's why I didn't go out on the swing.
Titanium hip.
Titanium. Yeah, it's like your driver.
I'm telling you, my dentist had that hip surgery, and now this is crazy, but he was like mowing his lawn like 2 days later.
I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend just mowing your lawn in general.
Well, that's true.
Hip surgery.
That's true. All right. Best of luck, Mike. Can't wait to see
Talk
you.
To you next week,
feeling
man.
Better.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
It's Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.